For the United States, it was a weekend of remembrance. On the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks, ceremonies, prayer services, tributes, moments of silence, events like these were held all across the country. Relatives of 9/11 victims reflected on their loved ones. Survivors shared their stories of the harrowing day. Communities displayed flags in honor of the lives lost. It was a national observance of a tragedy that changed the country. And like the attacks themselves, it brought together Americans from all walks of life.
At dawn, the unfurling of a flag over the side of the Pentagon hit by a jetliner 20 years ago signaled the beginning of a day of tributes. It's one of three sites where Americans gathered in somber remembrance, honoring each one of the 2,977 people killed in the terrorist attacks on September 11th. At the footprints where the Twin Towers proudly stood over Lower Manhattan, President Biden and the First Lady were joined by the Obamas and a sea of 9/11 families to memorialize those lost two decades ago. At 8:46 a.m., the first of six moments of silence, marking the instant the first hijacked airliner struck the North Tower. The tributes continued throughout the morning, with the nation pausing five more times, the moment each Twin Tower fell, when the Pentagon was attacked, and the moment United Flight 93 crashed into the field in Pennsylvania.
It is truly an honor to be with all of you at this field of honor.
Along with Vice President Kamala Harris, President George W. Bush, who served as Commander-in-Chief in 2001, helped lead a memorial at that site.
The 33 passengers and 7 crew of Flight 93 could have been any group of citizens selected by fate. In a sense, they stood in for us all. The terrorists soon discovered that a random group of Americans is an exceptional group of people.
And at the Pentagon, General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, honored the victims of the attacks and the service members who died in the subsequent war in Afghanistan.
Never forget those who were murdered by terrorists. Never forget those who rushed to save their lives and gave theirs in exchange. Never forget the sons and the daughters, the brothers and sisters and the mothers and fathers who gave their tomorrows for our todays.
The sky over Lower Manhattan lights up again with the annual Tribute in Light. It's a reminder of the nation's resilience and an iconic symbol honoring those killed and the nation's unbreakable spirit. Polo Sandoval, CNN, New York.